what would your Gatorade flavored tier list be? Like your favorite Gatorades.
Growing up, there was no option for a Gatorade Zero, right? It was just full sugar back then. We thought sugar wasn't a big deal. But now I'm a big Gatorade Zero guy. And I really like the like white cherry flavor.
Yeah.
It's probably if I had to choose a Gatorade Zero flavor to choose, I'm choosing the white cherry.
Yeah.
My current number one, now that they have a billion flavors, is the strawberry one. I think it's Fierce. The Fierce strawberry one.
It's like a pink color. Yep. Yeah, yeah. Yep. So you just got to go by colors. Yeah. White, pink.
Yeah.
What color do you like?
Top of the tier for me has got to be blue. It's light blue, though. It's light blue.
Because there's OG cool blue. Yeah. And then there's Glacier Freeze blue.
I think is Glacier Freeze a lighter one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Glacier Freeze guy.
Yeah. The
logo's got some icicles on it, too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's so
refreshing. I would actually say that purple is the next color for me.
Interesting.
Underrated. Whatever Gatorade Zero purple flavor it is.
Do you remember the Gatorade Rains?
Yeah.
Those purple ones fucked.
Those sucked.
I loved the purple grains. Maybe because of Minnesota.
Well, what was the difference between Purple Rain and G2? You remember G2?
Yeah,
remember
G2? I don't remember that. I don't know what the difference was.
They're very similar.
I think Rain was lighter.
I don't know. I think they ended like a mist. I think it was like they started with grain and then they maybe transitioned to G2 and there was a crossover period. I don't know.
Yeah, they're all very similar. Just a lot of rebranding, it seems like.
Yeah.
I had a bad experience with both red. Both red and purple reminded me too much of the medicine I had to take when I got my tonsils out.
Mm. Well, so that's lemon lime is what my parents would give me when I had the flu growing up. So
that's the bottom of my list.
Yeah, I don't fuck with lemon lime.
Yeah. For the OG3, my list has got to go blue, red, yellow.
Blue, red, yellow. Yeah, I think I go white, purple, blue.
No, I'm talking red. The original three OG flavors.
Like, OG, you gotta go either orange or red.
I forgot orange existed. Fuck,
I was gonna go blue, white, orange, and that's it. Red and purple rain aren't even on there.
Fruit punch, like it doesn't matter across the board is good. Even Powerade, Gatorade. Fruit punch is just always a clutch flavor to go.
Oh, if we're going Powerades now, blue is the king of Powerades.
Well, see, I would disagree.
I would say that even the white Powerade also slaps.
Yeah. Agreed.
I'm a big white cherry guy.
Yeah.
The one thing that's weird of that, so I don't like lemon lime Gatorade, but as you know, Jared, I'm a big fucking zero sugar 7-Up guy. Yeah. I love the lemon lime palate.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I like fizz. I don't know. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I think that lemon lime Gatorade's maybe got too much of one of the flavors.
Lemon or lime, one of them is too much.
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe too much citric acid or something. Yeah.
You guys ever had one? It's like it's a newer flavor. It's like a cucumber.
Yeah.
The cucumber. That one's kind of fucking good.
No, Ann bought those on accident once or whatever, and they sat in our fridge for
really
a long time. Yeah,
I'll take them if you still got them.
Yeah, I'll see.
It's gonna be in a garage fridge for the next like 5-10 years.
Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be. I'm gonna be so shit faced in my house one time, be completely out of any other mixer, and then I'm mixing cucumber Gatorade,
Vader lime or something,
some vodka, and then Vaderades.
Yeah, that sounds
that was the dorm drink of choice in college.
Yeah, I mean that sounds legit to me. This is actually a way more comprehensive list of Gatorade flavors than I thought we would ever get out of us.
No kidding.
This has been
was the OG lemon lime?
I think so.
Yeah. Like when Gatorade. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because that was.
You know why it's called Gatorade?
Didn't the University of Florida guy invent it?
Yeah, it did, and all of the players were cramping, and so he developed a liquid that would taste good but also prevent them from cramping.
Also quench their thirst.
Electrolytes.
Yeah, basically it's the same vibe of like drinking pickle juice, but they just made it taste better and not be as salty.
They just put sugar in it.
Yeah, basically.
They should come out with a cucumber pickle Gatorade for like maximum non-cramping.
Cucumber pickle.
It's just pickle juice.
Yeah, for like marathon runners.
Pickled cucumbers.
Pickled cucumbers,
yeah.
Yep. That was a good one.
I thought you were joking.
No, that was a good one.
Did you guys ever try the gels, the Gatorade gels?
I hated those. Yeah.
I never got to try them. My mom wouldn't buy them. She's like, those are fucking dumb.
We had them in track, and they just made your mouth feel gross.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe it.
They had the little square, the little...
the gummy things were better gummies. Than the gel,
yeah.
For sure.
I think I got high one time when I took one of those. I don't know. Maybe I grabbed out of the wrong bin. But...
Ryan got a rotten one. It was fermented.
What bin has
it's the cucumber
THC?
Flavor.
What's going on in Wapperton?
Well, I don't know. It's a Gatorade thing. It's not a me thing.
So naturally, we call the Gatorade. Remember that commercial? The guy explaining it.
God,
I don't know why
I forgot
that.
About that. Yeah.
So naturally, we called it Gatorade.
Okay.
I forgot about that.
And then the next brand comes around. It's like, oh God. Gatorade. Let's aid in people's power as well. Powerade.
I mean, Powerade's got to hold like kind of a special place in your heart, though, right? Powerade. Yeah. You're Powerade player.
I was Powerade player of the year.
Did you get anything out of that? You get like a big cooler or anything?
No, I got a plaque.
Okay.
That said,
they didn't even give you a Powerade.
No, I didn't get any Powerade. But you know what? I think that's fine. Grand scheme of things, it's more about the award than it is about the fame and recognition that comes with it, you know?
Yeah, we gotta get that plaque hung up next to your YouTube plaque.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, cool. Same amount of hours put
basically,
in
basically, yeah.
I mean, yeah. So
be tight.
Yeah.
There's actually if you go to Shanley, it's still in the trophy case.
Oh, you didn't
even get to keep it?
You donated
two.
It.
One goes to the school, one goes to the guy.
Sure.
Both.
So yeah. I'm sure it gets dusted off every fucking week. Actually, no, I don't know if they still got it up because I think they like take shit out. After
I do think it is still there because last time I was there in 2018.
You found it?
It was still there. Powerlifting meet at Shanley High School.
That sounds fun.
That was a good time.
Powerade player of the year. So
we should take a field trip and go look at it.
There was a moment though.
We should.
I actually think there was a moment where Powerade kind of beat Gatorade to the zero game, where like Powerade zeros were kind of the dominating thing before Gatorade really figured out the zero aspect. So that was like the only time I think in Powerade's history that they really had like a leg up on them.
Yeah.
It's like the space race.
Yeah. Well, one's owned by Coke and one's owned by Pepsi, right? So it's just the age-old battle continuing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I actually kind of miss the old Powerade logo, the little, like, swooping little P.
Yeah.
I kind of dig.
It looked like a question mark almost.
Yeah. Powerade?
Powerade? So naturally, we called it Powerade. Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/youbetcharadio.